It is that time. It's a Friday morning. And so we say, why do I have an echo? I have an echo. Where's my echo coming from? Yes. Oh, okay. Now I'm feeling much better. Okay. It's a Friday morning. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. As you know, if that music is on, that means Lizzo V is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Happy Friday. While talking about school subjects and, yeah. Look, it happens. It's called, we all did something bad.
Of course we did. At least we're honest.
Yeah,
and,
you know.
And we can educate the younger generation.
And you look back and you're like, hey, what were you thinking, Chief? Listen, Lizzo, thank you so very much, sir, for joining us on the show this morning. And of course, it's a beautiful conversation we're going to have this morning. Now, as I've said before, I love animals from a distance because that's just me. But you have two rescue dogs yourself.
Yes,
over
I
in
do.
That.
I do. And Luke and Leia.
Yeah, and so this morning we're talking about something unusual altogether, or shall I call it unusual workout classes for raising funds for Pug Rescue.
That's right. We are, well, I've tried this class before and I wanted to tell you about it because it's really unusual, loads of fun, and for a good cause. It's called Pugilates.
Okay. You at home, 021. I need people to get involved here. 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. Send us your WhatsApp messages on 0725671567. Of course, if you want to contact Liesl directly, you can go online on
at Liesl Online on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
All right. So do you know about Pugilates? Do you know perhaps about what's the other dog types that are there? Because I want to say a police dog, but I know there's no such
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd. Don't say that fast, because you could catch yourself beeping out words here. Yeah. On the show.
So tell us a bit more. I mean, I just know that you've tried something unusual with your fitness this week. So what was the workout like? What was the class like?
So what it is, it's a combination of Pilates. And they've combined the word pug with it. And obviously the funds go towards the pug rescue. And Pilates is a low form impact exercise that strengthens muscles while improving alignment and flexibility, and really works the core and as well as other parts of your body. And then obviously we all know those cute dogs called pugs. And the Pug Rescue South Africa has been doing great work during lockdown. And Jess Hahn decided she is going to start offering a Pugilates class once a month, which is a combination of Pilates for pug owners, but not only for pug owners. And the funds go straight towards the pug rescue. And Jess from Balance Pilates has been doing this since the start of lockdown. I think the third one is coming up next week. Oh. And I thought, let's chat about a really unusual workout, okay. Pugilates.
All right, I hear that. By the way, the pug is the dog that looked like it hit the wall and then lost its the snout, or what do you call it there?
The nose. But the nose. So cute. They're the cutest dogs ever. They are, they're known in Chinese, the lion dog, the low size. There's three different short types of noses, and pugs are one of the three. So lion dog is the other and Pekingese is the other. And it's an ancient breed that dates back 2000 years. And, the emperors of China love them. So they're royal dogs.
Okay. So we talk about a Pugilates class. Okay. I need to get that right. So talk to me. I need specifics here.
Okay.
So what exactly did this Pugilates class workout involve?
Okay. So first of all, I thought, it can't be that hard. It's really going to be an easy class. I'm just going to watch people on the screen with their dogs and I'm just going to get away on a Saturday morning trying to do an easy workout.
Yeah.
And I said to my fiance, Mike, come and join me. And he said, what is Pilates anyway? I said, it's a stretch class. Don't worry. It's going to be easy. There was never a false word spoken there because it is, well, there was a false word spoken there because Pilates isn't a stretch class. It's a movement and strengthen class, and it's based on your mat, so you can roll out your mat. If you don't have a yoga mat at home, get a towel, get anything that you can just work out on, and also put a cushion perhaps for under pressure points. And what Jess does before the class is she logs on online. It's done via Zoom. She meets with everyone in the waiting room and then chats to everyone. So you can say, Jess, I've got a problem with my lower back, I can't do certain exercises, and she'll adapt it for you.
Okay.
So it's a proper workout on Zoom where you get your consultation with your trainer before the time. There was about, the first class I did, there was about 25. The second class I did, there were about 30 people in the class.
Whoa.
Yes. online, all done online. But Jess is really great, and she knows exactly what's going on. She watches to make sure your form is right. She makes sure that she's been in contact with everyone that's joining the class, so that she can make sure that you are coming to this workout and you are actually getting a good workout. And I've converted now to a big Pilates fan after this. I'm dying for you to try a class. Even before lockdown, I've been nagging you to try Pilates with me. So one day we'll go together when we're allowed at the gyms again. And the class is about 45 minutes to an hour long. It just works on flexibility, mobility, and you work at your own pace. So if you can't plank for as long, or you can't do the certain exercise a certain way, Jess adapts it to you. So even though I say it was a tough class and I felt like I worked out, I really pushed myself to work out hard because I was really enjoying the class. But of course, it's at everyone's level. So it starts from beginner to advanced, and you can fit in whatever, wherever and however you have your fitness level is.
That sounds cool. You're listening at home. It is 9 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock. Thank you so, so very much for joining us in conversation. Liesel V is in studio, and we are talking about a very unusual workout class, if you want to call that. That's raising funds, more importantly, for Pug Rescue. Liesel V calls it Pugilates.
Well, I didn't call it that. I actually went and looked for it, and then I realized it was a name that Jess came up with, because I haven't really seen a lot of Pugilates classes in South Africa. And I haven't actually... I tried to find out more information so I could really give you an in-depth description, and there was very little about it. So I thought, let's just share it, because it's something unusual, and it's not only for pug owners, of course.
Yeah. And for those who are keen to try this unusual workout, where can they go?
So they need to go to Jess Hahn from Balanced Pilates Facebook, or her Instagram. It's jessicat77 or bbalance.co.za, or the Pug Rescue SA. Friends of the Pug Rescue have all the details, and I've made it easy for everyone as well. I've tweeted and Instagrammed and Facebooked all the details, and we'll also post it in the link onto our podcast when we share it later on. So give me a follow at Liesel Online. I've got the details there, and it's happening on Saturday, the 27th of June.
Okay, so it's on.
It's on. It's next week. We've got a few days to get ready for it.
Yeah, we'll get. But I don't have a pet though.
That's okay.
So
that's okay. You don't have to have a pet to do it, because the dogs don't actually do anything in the class. The first one I watched, Jess has got three pugs.
Yeah.
And the one pug fell asleep on the yoga mat while she was trying to explain the exercise she was doing. And she didn't realize the pug had fallen asleep behind her. So she was going down into a slow curl back down onto her mat. And here was this little guy that had fallen asleep, snoring so loudly eventually. So she had to push him out the way. He just kept sleeping. So you'll see in the class, and that's what makes it so much fun. I have so many photos. I actually ended up taking more photos than anything else. Man. The pugs get involved. They just get on top of people and into the class. And it's for anyone. If you're an animal lover or you just want to have a good laugh, just come in there and try it out. It really is a lot of fun. And I also see we've got a WhatsApp with some details from someone that's done the class before.
Yeah, boy.
Hi, I'm Debbie. I've been doing Jess Hahn's Pugilates Pilates classes during lockdown. It's an hour-long class which improves flexibility, muscle strength and tone with enhanced muscular control and balance. Jess adapts the classes using her great humor to highlight the plight of Pug Rescue, a very worthy cause. It's a great workout with the emphasis on fun, but is still challenging. Kids and dogs are most welcome, and Jess uses her vast experience to tailor the classes to different levels of ability. Pugilates has been a highlight of my lockdown, and it's nice to know you're giving back too. Thanks, Jess.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds like loads of fun, and it is something that you want to do. And it's, as I said, it's normally about once a month at the end of the month. That's how Jess has been doing it through lockdown. And it's really easy to join Pugilates. Just get hold of the team. I'll post the flyer, and it's 80 Rand a session. It's on Saturday, the 27th of June at 10 a.m. You have to download Zoom to be part of it, and it's limited to 100 spaces so that Jess can keep an eye on the people that are working out, and to make sure you've got the best type of workout and you are enjoying the class as well. And it's for the love of pugs, but if you're an animal lover and you just want to have a good, smiley, fun Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning, join the Pugilates. It's called Pugilates 3 because it's the third one, and I'll post all the details and we'll share it on this podcast later on Cape Talk.
Sounds fantastic. Liesel V, before we say goodbye though, as always, it's the weekend coming up. So what can we look forward to on the weekend?
Wow, there's always so much happening. And I love weekends in Cape Town. If we're during lockdown, because a lot of the gyms are doing virtual training sessions. I know the Storm Center has a big training session on Saturday, and then it's World Yoga Day on Sunday. So there are very, very, very many yoga things that are happening, and very many yoga classes that are happening in support of World Yoga Day. Nice. And a lot of these classes are supporting various charities and giving back to the community. So I know Joel Slibosh has a lot of yoga classes that she's giving on the Saturday and the Sunday. Funds going towards various feeding schemes in Cape Town and various charities that are in need during this time. I'll share all those details with you. And of course, at any time, if someone's got an unusual workout they want to feature, or they're doing something to raise funds for any charity or any organization, we're here. We'll try it out.
We want to see.
We want to try it out. We want to review it. And next week, can we talk about what we're doing next week?
Yeah, please.
We have been testing out five of our favorite fitness masks. And I have to say, we didn't choose the five. I actually put our call out on social media, and I got the five that were recommended via social media. And we've been spending the week testing out these masks.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. I must say, it's very interesting how different each one performs on its own. But okay, that's next week.
I love how technical you're getting. So yes, please, next week, tune in, because that's what we're going to be talking about. And of course, perhaps you've missed a mask, or perhaps you're a mask manufacturer and you want to get in on the action. Please get hold of us on social media at Cape Talk or at Liesl Online or on Abs's Instagram account
there
as well.
There we go. Liesl V, thank you so very much for joining us this Friday. We chat again next week.
Chat next week.
Friday.